This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning. Big, big weekend ahead. And for many, it starts now, at least emotionally. And every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, you have 8 children. You and your wife, Kathy, so how many will be gathered for Thanksgiving?
All 8, and spouses and grandchildren and the whole. It began last night. My daughter and son-in-law from Philadelphia and grandson came late last night, so we're beginning the influx, and the other ones are here locally.
So grandma's very happy.
Grandma's excited and busy, and we'll be very tired by Monday. But I think this is one of those weekends, and it's a long, long weekend. Maybe the best holiday we really have, because you can plan it all year round. I mean, Christmas isn't obviously for everybody because we're your religious, you know, right. denomination. But Thanksgiving's one that's an American holiday for everybody. It's planable. You get Thursday, Friday, and off in Monday. So it's like a 5-day weekend. And the influx you'll see tonight, I think, at a lot of our bars and establishments is palpable.
Yeah, your son's got a place, Irish Pub, right?
They'll be a little busy tonight. I think just about every pub in town will be a little busy tonight.
Well, the fact is, a lot of the college-age students, too, get to come home for the holiday.
Exactly.
So Wednesday night, I remember it even back then when we were using candles to read. The people were excited to just see their old friends and get together and make a night of it.
Yeah, they come back as you said. Sometimes it's their first time away if they're first year in college, and it's just an exciting time. So it should be good. And this game tonight, this volleyball game. We were a little depressed about our sports teams, but now the River Hans win the championship. The Pitt volleyball team's number 4. The Panthers, this week against Miami, have a chance for the championship. So things are maybe looking a little on the upside.
Yeah, exciting night. Pitt is number 4 and Louisville's 7, and that's been their nemesis, Louisville.
Yes.
So this is exciting. And then they've got Ohio State coming to town for basketball at the Pete on Friday night.
Yeah. And we have some of the best, literally best players, not just in the country, but people that will be Hall of Famers, that, Olivia Babcock and some of the others who have played, and Coach Fisher and his team. They've really been something to be proud of. And the fact that it's going to be broadcast tonight on KDKA, it's a big deal. So it's an exciting night.
We're honored and excited to do that. And if you haven't seen women's volleyball, you should see the Panthers. Exciting. No matter who you root for, that's a...
It's a couple of hours of excitement. You're on the edge of your seat watching those games, yes.
That said, I'm curious. So you're Irish. Your wife's Italian. What's the Thanksgiving dinner tradition? I'm guessing there's still pasta involved at your house.
You got that. I think you're right on. Yeah, we will have shells. There will be
right.
Manicotti will be part of the deal. And of course, with the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, gravy, all the traditional cranberries. But yes, there's some sauce involved. Yes.
What are we up to now? The numbers. So you mentioned everyone's gathering. What's your whole crew now?
Well, with spouses and boyfriends, you know, I guess about 22, something like that. And my brother and his wife and niece and nephew will be over. So we'll have some other extended family as well. So it'll be a nice gathering.
Well, good. My best to you, Kathy, and your family. And for you, I know firsthand, those grandkids, that's the good stuff.
Going to be fun.
All right. I just told Rich when I was in Atlanta with the Pitt football team last week, surprised that Waymo driverless car was an option through Uber. And so I took a ride, a little tour ride by myself, literally, in the car. You should have seen the people when I pulled back up. Well, I didn't pull back up. When this driverless car pulled back up in front of the hotel. And this is downtown Atlanta. So, you know, there's a lot to consider and navigate. And I got out of the car and I go, yeah. And I had a Pitt jersey on. I said, yes, this technology was developed in Pittsburgh.
We made it there, just like we did the Ferris wheel and the Big Mac and the banana split and the first radio station, et cetera. So, yes, we have a lot to be proud of. And now you have done this both in San Francisco at the game and in Atlanta. So you're like a real veteran in knowing how to navigate the Waymo world.
Well, I'm hoping someday to do it here. Maybe I can have a Waymo pick me up when I get up at 3 a.m. I could sleep on the way.
I keep hearing we're getting close, and I'm going to have to do some checking in the next couple of days and see when Pittsburgh's going to get the driverless Waymo in Pittsburgh.
Hey, real quick before we move on, it's been a week now since the new terminal's been open. What's the word? Because today's the busiest air travel day maybe of the year.
Status quo of good. I mean, it's been positive. A lot of people have reached out to me, obviously, in the last week who have used it for the first time. And for most people, they are using it for the first time. And the experience has been very, very good. And you've got to give Christina Kasotis and the team out there, they spent a lot of time getting ready, preparing with the TSA and baggage handling and all those things. And you're right, this weekend will be the ultimate test because this is the busiest, starting tonight through Sunday or Monday. You go from 20 to 25,000 passengers a day up to 40 or 45,000 passengers a day. So you stress the system a little bit, but I'm very confident that it's going to handle very well.
I've heard nothing but good things overall, so... Big travel day, big travel weekend coming up. We're going to talk about rural health care. This is a big issue around the region, and you covered 10 counties and the city in your job, so you're probably more tapped into this than anybody.
Well, it is a huge issue, and just last week they have the 4th annual Rural Health Care Summit that the Pennsylvania we have in Pennsylvania. It's held at IUP, up at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Over 400 people were there. 4 cabinet secretaries were there all day from Governor Shapiro's team. And we're going to hear from one of the representatives who is there, the only physician who is a member of the PA That's General right. Assembly. So it comes from a unique perspective. And he doesn't represent a rural area. He represents here in Allegheny County and practices here at AHN. So we're going to hear from Representative Venkat in a few minutes.
Yeah, he's you saw how tall he is?
Oh,
he's like, I'll have to ask him. I think he's like 6'6".
I'm off to see if he did play volleyball. Maybe he knows a little bit about it because that's what you need to be. Very engaging, very dynamic representative, and really pushing forward on some good legislation.
Coming up next, we continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald in studio, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And Rich, you just talked about an important healthcare summit that occurred at IUP.
Yeah, it was the 4th summit. I believe this is the 4th one that Indiana University has had. It's the statewide summit on rural healthcare. And we've talked before about the challenges that the rural communities have with attracting doctors and hospitals that have had challenges. And it was an impressive panel. It was an all-day discussion that they had. Over 400 people showed up from around the state. 4 cabinet secretaries from Governor Shapiro's office were there. And I was shocked to look over and see this guy named Arvin Venkat, who does not represent rural communities, actually represents suburban Allegheny County, but he's also the only a physician who serves in the General Assembly. And it was interesting to have his take working with, say, Senator Pittman and Senator Brooks and Jim Struzzi from the representative from Indiana County. So joining us now is Representative Arvin Venkat to give us that perspective about what challenges that occur, but also what some of the solutions are. Representative, welcome, and it was great to see you there last week.
Thank you. Good morning, Rich. Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. Representing the House District 30. So, doctor, as a physician, obviously, you cover a lot of ground in this particular space, talking about rural health care. I know since the pandemic, there have been a lot of challenges for many of these areas outside of, obviously, we are rich with health care in the city and surrounding areas, but it might not be the case everywhere.
Absolutely. I'm an emergency physician. My group of emergency physicians staffs emergency departments across Western Pennsylvania, including in Indiana County and Indiana Regional. And we see regularly the challenges in rural health care, and it's been a focus of mine in the legislature as well. The challenge is that we do not want our fellow Pennsylvanians to have to travel hours if they're having a heart attack or a stroke. But it's hard to keep open these facilities in rural Pennsylvania, and that's the balance that this conference and I have tried to work on in my time in the legislature.
It was also great to see, Representative, obviously bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans coming together. You know, we sometimes focus on the battles and the division, you know, of the budget, things along those lines. But it was great to see the collaboration that was coming together with the people like IRMC, Indiana Regional Medical Center, IUP, obviously you working at AHN and the different organizations and the representatives coming together.
Yeah, this is not a red or blue issue. I highlighted my work with Representative Struzzi on boarding in emergency departments for psychiatric patients. I've worked with Representative Marcel on legislation to help foreign medical graduates get set up in practice in rural Pennsylvania. My colleagues, Representatives Kathy Rapp and Dan Frankel, have worked on legislation for grant programs for rural hospitals to recruit health professionals. So, as you said, it is great to see bipartisan efforts, and I think there's a lot of interest on both sides of the aisle to keep rural healthcare facilities open and thriving.
And this is also certainly an economic development issue. So if rural communities are going to attract businesses and families and people to move there, you've obviously got to have good health care that is there. It's one of the draws we have here, as Larry mentioned, not just in the city of Pittsburgh, but even in Allegheny County, that, you know, you move here and you open a business here, your family's going to have some of the best health care, whether it's Children's, whether it's Hillman Cancer Center, whether it's AHN, and some of the great things that they have going on as well. So for the rural communities, it really is not just a quality of life, but an economic development issue.
Totally agree that it's a virtuous cycle. When we have good health care, it attracts families, that develops businesses, that attracts more families, and it goes from there.
So what's the takeaway for people listening now? What do you want them to know, or how can people help?
Yeah, I think there are three areas we need to work on in the legislature, and that I hope my fellow Pennsylvanians will urge the legislature to do so. The first.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In order to keep rural healthcare facilities open, we're going to need to move away from reimbursement of care based on the volume of care. We're going to need to think about models that reward these hospitals and health professionals for being available in difficult to staff areas such as rural Pennsylvania. The second is we're having a pretty vigorous debate about immigration in our country and in our state. Excuse me. But immigration is a big, big issue because there's a disproportionate number of foreign medical graduates who practice in rural Pennsylvania, and we need channels of legal immigration. And finally, I have said to my colleagues, we almost need a military-style recruitment process for health professionals in rural Pennsylvania, where we identify individuals from rural Pennsylvania who are interested in health care, pay for their education, and then ask them to work in rural Pennsylvania for a period of time in exchange for the education that they receive. So I think we need that type of comprehensive approach to be successful, and we need to hear from Pennsylvanians that they support that.
Dr. Arvin Venkat, representing the House District 30, appreciate your time this morning. Doctor, to you and your family, happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Larry, you, Rich, your audience, and your families. Take care.
You as well. Congratulations, Representative.
So, yeah, really important issue for a lot of people wanting health care close to home.
And it's great to have a voice like that at the table who understands it and can very
emergency
be helpful.
Emergency doc. Yeah. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. We continue our conversation about the 10-county region and the city of Pittsburgh. Rich is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
Yes, and joining us now is Representative Natalie Mihalik. And Natalie Mihalik just got something passed out of committee in the legislature. It's really important, a safety issue. We're talking about outdoors this weekend, obviously the big opening of hunting season. For the first time this weekend, on Sunday, you'll be able to hunt. We talked to Mandy Steele a number of months ago, but Representative Mihalik has introduced legislation to deal with safety on some of our streams and creeks. And we love the boat. We love a kayak. And there's a safety issue that she's really working on. And I'm excited to have Representative Mihalik, who represents southern part of Allegheny County, northern part of Washington County. Representative, welcome and congratulations. And tell us about your legislation you've been working on.
Well, thank you so much, Rich, for having me. I really appreciate it. We're talking about House Bill 961 that just passed out of committee unanimously last week when we were in session. Fellow Allegheny County Representative Anita Kulik is the chairwoman of the Fish and Game Committee, and she was excited to get this out of committee and onto the House floor. So we're dealing with dam safety. It's not something that most people think about, and it's not even the type of dams that you would think of in your head that you would imagine out there on our 80,000 miles of waterways across the Commonwealth. We had an incident with a constituent about 3.5 years ago. He was out on a kayak, experienced kayaker, wearing a life vest with his father on the Delaware River, and didn't know that he was passing over a dam. There's a lot of times these are invisible. And he was sucked underwater for 15 minutes and unfortunately passed away. When we began researching, why was this dam not marked? What is this type of dam? Is it even necessary? We uncovered just a lot of problems in the Commonwealth, and they are not all marked, unfortunately. And that was the case with my concern. So we wanted to do something about it. So enter House Bill 961. We've got a couple of thousand low-head dams here in the Commonwealth, and people don't know about them. So we're creating awareness, and we're also ensuring that these dams are properly marked so people are aware of the danger that they're going to pass over.
So in essence, if you're out kayaking and you don't know that, and that there's no marking, you're going blind in many ways. So you think you're in a nice, safe, wonderful place, and all of a sudden you come upon one of these dams, and there's danger that you may not know about. So your legislation is going to make sure that these are very visible, that they're marked, they're warning signs or whatever that'll be out there. And who does have the authority? Is this the Fish and Game? Is it the DEP? Is it who PennDOT? Who actually is in charge of these rivers and streams?
So the dam structure itself, DEP is actually responsible for the safety of the structure, and it's the Fish and Boat Commission who's responsible for the safety of the boater. So we've got not conflicting interests, but maybe complementary, but also different interests. So one of the things that House Bill 961 does is gets these two agencies talking, because they haven't been necessarily sharing information. So DEP maintains a list. Fish and Boat is responsible for putting the signs up, but only for the dams that appear on the list. So if it's not on the list and they don't know about it, they can't put a sign, and they can't enforce penalties if an owner doesn't want to put a sign up. So the bill gets these agencies talking, gets DEP to update a list on a regular basis, and share that information not only with Fish and Boat, but with the public, so the public can be aware of, if they want to map out their plan, if they're going kayaking or they're going boating or they're doing, something on the water, they can actually go to DEP's website and look up, what dams are, that they're going to be in.
Well, as they say, knowledge is power. And when you put signage up to let people know what's coming, that's helpful. You know, you're out with your kids and your grandkids, and the last thing you want to have is an unsafe situation. So congratulations on getting it through the House unanimously too, in a bipartisan way with Representative Kulik. What are the prospects of getting it through the rest of the House and then on through to the Senate and to the governor's desk?
I think we're in a good place. We've worked on this legislation, like I said, really since, my constituent John Gentile passed away 3.5 years ago, we got right to work. And we wanted to make sure that, all of our I's were dotted, T's were crossed. We were talking to both the Fish and Boat Commission and DEP, to make sure that they could implement what we were asking to do. The committee was so supportive, and many committee members spoke about, next steps, House floor, next steps, Senate. And they all seem to be committed to helping get this across the finish line, because this is, something we can all agree on for once in a very bipartisan way is safety on our waterways. It's certainly not a political issue. So I think our prospects look good. We've got another year left on this session. So we're excited to move this into the new year and get it on the House floor and start the process over in the Senate.
That would be great. And did I hear you say this 80,000 miles of streams and rivers?
80,000 miles of waterways.
Oh, wow. That's a shocker.
It's a lot.
That's a number, I think, that would shock just about anybody. And we have a beautiful state. We know we love it, but 80,000 miles of waterways. That's incredible.
That would explain, Natalie, why Rich is wearing a life preserver today. Well, thanks for the update.
We're surrounded by water.
Exactly.
We are. I mean, look at us, three rivers right here. So thanks for your time this morning, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Representative. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Move forward. Thanks.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
The highways, interstates, and turnpike will be packed on this busiest Thanksgiving travel day, with the forecast less than ideal. Gusty showers are in store.
Our forecasting gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour picking up behind the front this afternoon, and it will remain gusty through Thanksgiving, through the holidays.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Kennedy. So the wind is a factor first, and then some snow. You mentioned north of I-80.
Yeah. Winter is coming.
He said 7 inches of snow up there possible.
Pass. During his weekly media session, Mike Tomlin was asked if Aaron Rodgers is going to play against the Bills Sunday. Well, you figure it out.
We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him, and we're comfortable with the general trajectory. His level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week would be the greatest indicator.
You're reminded of a politician who says, are you going to appoint that guy as the head? Well, we're going to. And you,
exactly.
At the end of what
exactly.
he said, I'm not sure what he said.
Exactly, yes. He's got it. He's got the linguistics down.
So we got a really big deal here. Women's volleyball tonight. Number 4 Pitt is hosting number 7 Louisville. The game's going to be here on KDK Radio.
Yeah, we're excited to bring the game, but also just the attention that these women have brought the city.
Yes.
From what they've been doing in the last few years. Hats off to their Coach Fisher.
They're in the mix for a national championship every year.
Right.
And, you know, this again, Olivia Babcock will be remembered maybe with the Marinos and Dorsets and Freilichs and Fitzgeralds over time.
Now, Pitt has jumped back into the college football playoff rankings, headed into the game Saturday against Miami.
22. And if they win Saturday, good things are going to happen one way or another. Now, they still have a chance at the ACC championship game if they win, but they'll also get a great bowl game with 9 wins, too, and they're still in the college football playoff conversation. So,
winning that game in Georgia Tech set them up for, again, a big weekend here and bigger things to come.
They played spoilers there last Saturday night in Atlanta, because if Georgia Tech would have won, they would have been in the ACC championship game. So Pitt knocked them out,
and their quarterback was in the at the hunt for the Heisman, and that doesn't look to be the case
anymore.
Yeah,
that was a great offense Pitt shut down there.
Oh yeah, the pick 6 for 100 yards by Braylon Lovelace was the dagger. I thought that Pitt's who knows what can happen, so we'll see. Thank you, Paul. And Rich, final thoughts as we get ready for Thanksgiving. What are you most thankful for?
Well, family, of course, healthy family. I think all of us as parents and grandparents, and having everybody together. It's a fun weekend to bring everybody together. And we have a lot to be thankful for in this region. There's a lot of good things, a lot of bright future ahead. We heard from just a couple of the people today, but there's a lot of folks working together in a positive way. And I'll tell you, Larry, once we get Waymo, then we're really going to be on the move.
It's coming, I'm telling you. I've been to two cities.
Larry's testing it. He's bringing Waymo. We need it in Pittsburgh. We're going to be next.
My last two cities, they've had it in San Francisco and Atlanta.
And you've had a good experience.
It was phenomenal experience. And I have a lot of people tell me, oh, I wouldn't do that. And I said that at first myself. And PJ, our boss, said, when we were in Fisherman's Wharf, he goes, come on, let's do it. And I said, okay, so I downloaded the app while walking in less than 5 minutes, and it popped up, and it said, where do you want to go, Larry? And I said, I want to go to the House of Nanking in Chinatown. Boom. 3 minutes later, the car pulled up.
And it was invented here in Pittsburgh. Think about the first guy that got on the Ferris wheel when that was invented, to say, you're going to get on that thing to go. Anyway, we do a lot of things in Pittsburgh, a lot to be proud of.
And it's coming back at Esplanade.
There you go.
We're going to have the ribbon cutting or groundbreaking on Monday.
Over along the Ohio River, yes, coming back.
Things are going. Rich, thank you.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.